Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treblosser.
And welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today, our very special guests are Dr. Christine Guidry-Giacolini, and Rotary, and who is a Rotary Ambassador Scholar. I'm so hung up on your names. Christine, sorry, I messed up your title, Dr. Christine, and our district governor nominee, Bill Bassett. And today they'll be speaking with us about the great programs that are sponsored by the Rotary Foundation. So welcome, guests.
And good morning to district governor nominee, Bill Bassett. Good morning.
An outstanding
Rotarian. And, of course, our very special guest, Rotary Ambassadorial Scholar, Dr. Christine
Guidry-Giacolini.
Go for it. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me here today.
I was trying to make you trip. That was so mean.
You know, you started the show laughing and giggling. We're supposed to be professional here.
That's because you miscued me.
No,
I'm throwing you right under the bus this morning. That was our fantastic
engineer, Jay, and you weren't paying attention.
Anyway, we have a little bit of fun here.
Dr. Christine, good morning, and welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good morning. It's great to be here today.
So tell us, Dr. Christine, what is a Rotary Ambassadorial Scholar?
Well, an ambassadorial scholar, usually it's a program that we send young graduate students to do a year of graduate school. However, the Rotary Foundation this year wanted to sponsor a fellowship to send a young educator that was involved with languages and service to another country to teach a class at a university level.
How were you made aware of this opportunity?
Well, this is a very interesting story, actually. I did live in the small town of Highland Falls, right outside of the gates of West Point.
Because I teach
at West Point. And so I was running. It's hard not to do some physical activity when
around
you teach
all the cadets.
At West Point, because you see them running all the time. And you're like, you know, I should probably do something too. And so I was running one day, and I stopped in a local pizza parlor to get some water during one of my runs, and I opened the newspaper and saw an advertisement that Dr. Bassett here had put into the newspaper advertising for the fellowship that they wanted to sponsor, and I contacted him.
Well, now let me ask you a question, Dr. Christine Guidry-Giacolini. You say you teach at West Point. What do you teach?
I teach, this semester, I'm teaching Portuguese, and I'm teaching linguistics.
So the Portuguese language.
Yes.
All right. And tell us about your educational background. How did you get interested in you have a PhD then in linguistics?
Linguistics.
I am a linguist. I studied at the University of Texas at Austin, and I actually studied romance linguistics. And the joke is a lot of people think, oh, romance language, that must be very romantic and great for love. But the term romance linguistics actually comes from based from Latin.
Okay, I was going to say, are they Latin-based?
They're Latin-based languages, Spanish, French, Portuguese, and Italian. So as a young person, I started with Spanish, and when I went to college, I'm of Italian descent and really wanted to learn the Italian language. We didn't grow up speaking it. I was third generation. And just from there, I just became really passionate about all romance languages, and I went to Brazil on a study abroad and needed to find more ways to go back.
Hence the Portuguese, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you actually speak a number of languages, don't you?
I dabble in the languages.
Bill has definitely
I
made
barely
a point.
Speak English, as our listeners know.
And that's why we have a job here, Jonah.
I speak Brooklynese.
Yes, you do. He speaks Brooklyn.
And Our very exciting guest, District Governor Bill Bassett, who's going to be district governor in 2 years, right?
2012-13.
Right. How did the Rotary Ambassadorial Scholarship Program come about to send wonderful people like Dr. Christine to these type of training?
This is a program certainly sponsored by Rotary International, the Rotary Foundation. And our district governor a couple years ago was David Green. And he asked me to chair the scholarship committee for our district. And in doing so, he said, we'd like to do a fellowship for a professor in our region. And would I promote it? So that's how I got involved. And we contacted every president of every higher education institution in the Hudson Valley. We contacted every Rotary Club, and we put advertisements in the newspapers.
And you got a terrific response.
Hence,
And you found
Dr.
Christine.
Guidry, right. We actually found two candidates, which is, if I could share that with you, we found a professor from Vassar, who happened to be Spanish professor, and the two of them met with us, and we wanted to try to fund both women. The other candidate was going to South America, and we just felt that we didn't have the money to do that. But our decision was to go with one candidate. We selected Christine, and she's been an outstanding representative for our district.
Well, since Radio Rotary is an opportunity to get the word out about these types of programs that the Foundation and Rotary International sponsors, if you've applied 1 year, and we like what happened last year, Bill, and we didn't have the money to send both candidates. Right. Can you reapply?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean,
and if you wanted to apply, reapply, how would you do that? How would you go about it?
The very first step is you have to get a local Rotary Club to sponsor you. So Christine went across the street to Highland Falls Fort Montgomery Rotary Club. They interviewed her. They felt she was a worthy candidate. She then sent, they sent her application to the district, to me.
To you.
And our district then funded it. Now,
which is District 7210.
Correct.
Rotary District
correct.
7210.
Right.
And are you still going to be the point person this
year? I still am doing that. We are not funding a scholarship for this year for financial reasons. It'll let the account build up a little bit. We have an advantage in 7210 for many reasons, but one in particular is we're going to be a future vision district. So we have the flexibility to do this on our own. Of all the districts in the world, we're one of 100 that's a future vision district.
And we'll just explain that a little bit, because that's a little bit of inside stuff with Rotary. We're a pilot district, correct?
Correct.
And which means that they're trying out new things.
Correct.
And as some of our listeners may or may not know, Rotary is an international, global organization, service organization that does good works to improve the humanity and our quality of life.
Correct.
So we can create this program, and you said, you know, financial reasons, it's not inexpensive. I mean, what is the price tag here to sponsor and send an educator, professional person to into another community? I mean, certainly with these credentials, I mean, PhD, et cetera.
Sure. For Christine's program, we came up with $10,000. And that was district
what does
that money.
Cover?
That covered pretty much everything other than any recreational expenses or souvenirs.
Well, no discretionary
but
spending.
Travel, room and board. She worked at the University of Jordan.
And I was very fortunate. Rotary District 7210 sponsored me to take Arabic classes for 4 hours a day, and so that was very much a help
and
for me to
you
communicate
with
my students.
And where would you take a class in Arabic?
I was a professor at the University of Jordan, and I also took my Arabic classes at the same university.
Well,
you know,
let's
did.
Find out. Let's start
Amazing.
From the beginning about your adventure, Dr. Christine Guidry Giacalone. As a Rotary Ambassadorial Scholar, you were telling us you were doing some running around West Point. You stopped at a pizza place for water. Of course, if I stopped at a pizza place, it would be for pizza.
Yeah.
But and you saw the ad and got in touch with Bill Bassett. Then what happened?
Well, as Dr. Bassett mentioned, there was the initial contact with the West Point, Fort Montgomery, Highland Falls Rotary. And from there, I put in an application packet, and some past district governors interviewed me up at Mount St. Mary's College.
Do we want to name names, Bill?
Certainly. David Green was there.
Carol
Choa. Bunny
Johnson.
Webb. Knute Johnson.
And how is that bunny?
She's been on our show. She's been on our show many times.
Bunny Webb.
That's correct.
She was amazing at the Rockland meeting last week. She raised over $1,000 for Rotary in probably 2 minutes.
Because
phenomenal.
You know what? People don't say no to Bunny.
That's right.
Because she'll break your arm.
She is a force.
But all right,
so
Christine, did you have a choice as to where you were going, or they said, well, look, we have a program going to a certain country?
This is a really good question. We had a relationship with the University of Jordan at the United States Military Academy because we sent our cadets on a semester abroad there. And so since we already had that pre-existing relationship, since I was going under the auspices of Rotary, I also had heard that Rotary is very present in Jordan, and I just thought it would be a good fit to go somewhere where we already had West Point relationship and well as well as a Rotary relationship.
So it's very
so that's
intelligent
why I chose.
Choice. Mm-hmm.
You know what? We're going to find out more about Dr. Christine's adventures in Jordan in just a moment. But let me remind our listeners that they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast, including Jordan, on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org, including Highland Falls. My name is Jonah Trebois, and my co-host is the world-traveling Sarah O'Connell and our very special guests, Bill Bassett, who's going to be our Rotary District Governor in a couple of years, and our Rotary Ambassadorial Scholar, Dr. Christine Goodry-Giacalone. And tell us, Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by JGS Accounting Services, HealthSave, Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Cairo, Chester, Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this surprise edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Trebois, and our guests today are Dr. Christine Goodry-Giacalone and our District Governor nominee Bill Bassett,
and
fellow Rotarian.
That's right, and we're
Jonah,
listening.
Why do we have different
we're
theme music today?
We're listening to the United States Military Academy Band playing On Parade.
And one reason is because?
Because Dr. Christine teaches at West Point.
And if you all could see her, our listening audience, she looks like, and this is a compliment, my dear, at your age, that she's 16 years old. And
but
the
she's
fact
a very accomplished person.
Very. She has a PhD in linguistics. She does not, I mean, to envision her conducting a class in front of with cadets from West Point. I mean, you could sell tickets to that, don't you think, Donna?
Well, let's talk about her adventures in Jordan as a Rotary Ambassadorial
Which is
scholar.
Why she's here.
That's right. That's
she's
right.
Been
not to be embarrassed by you.
Sponsored by our district 7210, right. And Bill Bassett sitting here with us was the chairperson and on the selection committee and is obviously very proud and very fond of Christine as well. He should be. Because here she was. We sent her over there to, you know,
so
the other
Dr.
side
Christine,
of the globe. What
tell
was
us.
That like?
What, first of all, was this your first trip to Jordan?
It was indeed. And I left on May 23rd, which was a very special day for many reasons, in the morning. On May 23rd, President Barack Obama was at West Point giving the commencement address, and so I was present for that. And in the afternoon, I was on a plane to Jordan.
Wow.
My first
goodness.
Time.
Tremendous.
My goodness.
You've been overseas before, though, to other countries.
I've been very fortunate during my studies through study abroad and through volunteer opportunities to
so
travel abroad.
So how were you received when you went into this program? On May 23rd, when you landed?
I was received with overwhelming hospitality. Being connected with Rotary, I just instantly had a network of people that knew I was coming, very interested, and embraced me. I ended up finding lodging in a female dormitory, which was about two blocks away from the university. And that was such a unique experience for me, too, to live among 19, 20-year-old women.
In the dorm.
In the dorms, and really get a glimpse of what life is like for students there.
Are there similarities, or is it very different from college life when you were in school?
Without a doubt, there are a lot of similarities. I remember my first day there happened to be a birthday party, and I was invited to go downstairs to the social room, and they had bought a cake for the young woman, and they were teaching me Arabic dance. So it was just a great inside look at society and hospitality.
Was there a language problem at first? Because I know you said you took Arabic once you got there, but in most countries I've traveled to, people do know English. Only here in America do we sort of not have bilingual education. How was their English and how was your Arabic?
The majority of the college students, especially that I was studying with, did speak English.
Right.
But there was certainly the opportunity for me to speak Arabic as well in the dormitory.
So you were studying it at the same time, so it was like total immersion.
And
so you didn't study Arabic before you went.
I actually had. I'd taken some graduate courses at the University of Texas, and a professor at the United States Military, Roger Schwery, had allowed me to audit his class for two semesters. So that was a great pre-departure brush up before I left.
Okay. Were there any immediate culture shocks? I know that some news people, when they go over, television news people, especially the women television news people, when they go over to certain countries in the Middle East, have to adopt the native dress, the burkas, the sarongs. I don't know what they're called. Burkas,
well,
right?
They're cover-ups.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Is
what,
that something
what are
you
they,
had
Christine?
To do?
Or what
you
is
wear
correct
your normal
terminology
clothing?
For the women's garb?
I know for the women in some of the different societies, a salwar kameez, it's
right.
a more covering
right, yes.
Dress. For me, there's all different types of groups represented in Jordan.
Because that's more of a metropolis, isn't it?
Yes, Amman. I was in Amman, the capital. And what I did is I wore long sleeve shirts and long pants every day. The biggest reason was because it was very hot and sunny and to protect me from
the
sun.
The UVA.
And just to respect the majority there. And like I said, both the Rotary as well as the school where I worked and the dormitory, everybody was just very welcoming.
And how was daily life there? I mean, were there any differences, similarities to what you're used to back in the States?
Well, daily life for me, I guess the biggest difference is that I was a student again. I had Arabic for 4 hours a day in addition to teaching. And so it really made me think about what my students go through. As a language
so,
student.
Oh, so because now the shoe's on the other foot,
absolutely,
so to speak.
Absolutely, I have to admit, I rolled into class a couple of times a little bit late, and it did make me a little bit more sympathetic. Sometimes that does happen beyond your control. But I think finding the balance between being a teacher, being a student, and many of my students, I would say every day I had at least 5 or 6 students in my class. I had 40 students at the University of Jordan, and they came to office hours, and they just had so many questions, and they wanted to go beyond the assignment. And I think for me, that was just the greatest part, was the students' curiosity about my life in America, about what was it like teaching in America, and what were my impressions of being in Jordan. So they were interested in these questions,
Christine,
too.
Christine, I have to ask, because you're recently married.
Yes.
You're newlywed, basically.
Yes.
So were you engaged at the time that you went on this excursion?
I was not officially, but
okay.
I had a feeling it was going to happen when I came back, and it happened 3 days after
well,
I came back.
He's obviously a very lucky man, because you're a very delightful young lady. And Bill Bassett, our district governor-elect, who helped you get this ambassadorial scholar. Bill, this is one of the many great programs Rotary offers, and let's talk about you a little bit. What club are you with?
I'm in the Walk-Elise Club
and
in
when
Orange
do they,
County.
When and where do they meet?
Tuesday morning we have a breakfast club meeting at the Perkins Restaurant on Route 211.
At 7:30, 8 o'clock?
7:30 a.m., correct.
Right, and of course, if any of our 38,000 listeners live or unknown millions around the world on podcasts want to come and join your club, or perhaps join you for breakfast. They can be your guest, right?
Always welcome. Always
okay.
Welcome. Ask for Bill.
And you know, if you want to join the fun of Rotary, and you don't live in Bill's area, You can go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org, click on the club locator button, find your hometown Rotary Club, join us for the fun and the service.
And research some of these other opportunities, sponsorships, grants, programs,
interact.
Some
the
of the many,
kids,
you don't just have to be a Rotarian to participate
right.
in Rotary.
Right.
I think we want to...
Rotary Peace Fellows is one we haven't even mentioned.
That well, let's talk
that?
About that,
what is that?
Bill.
Well, that also comes under our scholarship committee in our district that I'm involved with, but... Rotary has started a new program about 5 or 6 years old to provide young people with the opportunity to be trained in conflict resolution, promoting of peace, and dispute resolution around the world. And we have 6 centers around the world, mm-hmm. University centers where these young people can go
Do you
and
know
be trained.
Some
in
of those? Can you list a couple
University
of them?
University of North Carolina and Duke actually share a peace center.
Uh-huh.
There's one in Thailand. There's like I said, they're all over the world.
And reminding our listeners that Rotary is an international, global
Correct.
Organization,
Correct.
Service organization.
And one of the great things we do are send very intelligent, bright, charming people like Dr. Christine Guidry Jacalone to foreign countries to get a little exchange, because world peace is a big part of Rotary's mission, and we do that by breaking bread and learning about each other. So tell us again, Dr. Christine, you're in Jordan, you're learning a little bit of Arabic, you're getting interactions with the students. I'm surprised Sarah hasn't asked you yet.
Well, how was the food?
Of course.
Well, I have a follow-up to how was the food. But how was the food, Dr. Christine?
The food was amazing, and as you've mentioned, you know, with the breakfast meetings, some Rotaries have lunch or dinner meetings. So there's usually a meal. There's breaking bread involved with Rotary. And so the 7 Rotary clubs that I worked with fed me very well, not only at their meetings, but different members of the clubs made it a point to invite me into their homes.
So they really extended themselves
and
personally
make me feel
as well.
A part of the family.
So that's wonderful. Was there any time at all, because that's a very volatile area of the world in general, the general area there, did you ever feel unsafe? Were there ever moments that you felt as an American woman?
I take the approach that we encourage with my students when they travel abroad. We always do the buddy system. We always travel with a partner or a friend if we're going somewhere. I went, usually if I were to go to somebody's house for dinner, I got a ride home. They were nice enough to do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just situational awareness. Right. I guess the advice I would give for anybody traveling is just to be culturally aware of where you're going and talk to other people who live there about what they would do
and Dr.
in that
Christine,
situation.
Dr. Christine,
good
what
advice.
Insights, in the minute we have left, what insights did you bring back from your adventures in Jordan to your students at the West Point Military Academy?
I would say that overall, students are the same. The students that I had at the University of Jordan, whereas I had 40 of them in a large lecture-style classroom, they had a thirst for knowledge and a curiosity. Many of them wanted to go above and beyond and wanted to see how they could explore this contact, which the class was Spanish and Arabic in contact, and they wanted to take it to another level. Many of them, as a result of this class, graduating seniors, wanted to pursue graduate education, and that was something that I mentored them in. And
well, that must have warmed your heart as
really
an educator.
Did.
Well, thank you
thank
very
you.
Much, Dr. Christine Guidry Jacalone, Rotary Ambassadorial Scholar and Professor at West Point, for joining us on Radio Rotary. Great pleasure to have you.
Thank you for
and
having me here today.
Bill Bassett, our district governor-elect. We look forward to seeing you when your district governor come back. And
I'd be happy to come back again, Jordan.
Tell us all thank about you. Your plans for the coming year. And
Absolutely.
Tell us, Sarah O'Connell, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, this week, Radio Rotary is brought to us by JGS Accounting Services, HealthSave, Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the clubs of Millbrook, Newburg, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Trebois, thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
The new Windsor Cornwall Rotary Club welcomes renowned herbalist and author Susan Weed at a special benefit lecture plus Q&A on Saturday, March 26th at 1 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal Church on Clinton Street in Cornwall, New York. Tickets are just $50 and includes a lunch with vegetarian option. Seating is limited, so reserve early. For information, call 845-246-2713. That's 845-246-2713.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Become a literacy volunteer and help break the cycle of illiteracy and poverty in our communities.
Literacy Connections is looking for volunteers to help adults learn to read. Become a tutor and improve the lives of those you teach.
Information about volunteer training, tutors, and programs can be found at www.literacyconnections.org. That's www.literacyconnections.org.